morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersluth.
Thanks, Jupe. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. Next week is going to be an exciting week in downtown Zealand because it's our annual Pumpkin Fest. This morning, Carla Flanders, director of Pumpkin Fest, is here to tell you about this wonderful event for people of all ages. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
October 3, 4, and 5, we've been planning for it for about a year, right?
Yep.
It's the 29th annual Pumpkin Fest, and each year there's a different theme for Pumpkin Fest. What's the theme this year?
Well, the theme this year is Pumpkin Fest Hits the Road.
Okay, so explain that. How did the committee and you help direct that?
Well, you know, it's funny. People are always like, what does that mean, hits the road? What do you mean? And what it means is we're taking a road trip. We're exploring our great country, and Pumpkin Fest is taking us on a journey throughout the United States. So a lot of the themes will represent maybe different states or, you know, taking a road trip and what's involved in all of those different things. So a lot of the floats will reflect this theme as well as the decorations that are in downtown Zealand.
And that's always really kind of a highlight, isn't it, for Pumpkin Fest? Mm-hmm. So there's a decorating committee, and if any of them are listening, kudos to you,
right,
because they have done lots of work. Decorations, if someone hasn't come to downtown Zealand, what will they see?
Well, we have some pretty cool things going on this year. As I mentioned, the theme is the hits the road. So the different states, we pulled in these different themes. So some of the themes you might want to, you know, take a guess at. But, you know, we might have something that looks like the Statue of Liberty there. So, you know, you'll be heading out east to the East Coast. We also have one that is from, you know, West Virginia. We have different themes from different states. And so each scene is made of scarecrows, pumpkins, everything fall decor that represents certain states throughout our country.
So really a fun thing for people to go and guess, to try to figure out what state it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot new this year. And, Juke, when I handed you the brochure, your comment was what?
It's bigger and better than ever.
And that's thanks to you, Carla, and the direction that you have given. What's new for Pumpkin Fest this year?
Well, we do have a lot of new and exciting things this year, so let me try to quickly run through everything if I can. One exciting thing is the pumpkin roll. And what that is we're inviting kids age, you know, kindergarten through 12th grade, actually, that can participate, and Mercantile Bank is helping us out with this, and Zealand Rec. And what you do is you bring your pumpkin behind Zealand Christian Schools and roll the pumpkin down the hill, and the one that goes the farthest is the winner. So anyways, Mast Heating and Cooling is also on board for this, and you can go and get a free pumpkin right next to Mast Heating and Cooling right there on Chicago Drive.
It's just off of Chicago Drive. It's right in near the Royal Park complex, because I have driven past there with my parents, and they've seen the big sign that says, you know, Pumpkin Fest Patch Mast Heating.
Yeah.
So that's what people can do, is get the pumpkin for the pumpkin roll.
Exactly. And that's free. Just go on down, bring your family, do a little pumpkin hunt right there if you'd like. And we are requesting that you take, you know, one per family member so that we can make sure that everybody gets one. But bring that on down to the pumpkin roll that's happening on Saturday, October 5th.
And I must say, there are all different sized pumpkins in that patch. So it's going to be an interesting discussion with a family. Do we want a small one? Is a small one going to go faster or a large one? So what a fun time. When is that going to occur, Carla, the pumpkin roll?
The pumpkin roll does occur on Saturday, October 5th. And I encourage you to check out our website, Pumpkin Fest Zealand.org, because on there's different time frames depending on what your age is, but 11:45 a.m. is when it starts on Saturday, October 5th.
Okay. Other things that are new for Pumpkin Fest.
So other things, we have our Pumpkin Passport, which is new this year, which I just totally love, and if you love food like I do, you will enjoy it as well. What that is we have invited the restaurants and coffee shops from the community to participate. We have 9 places, including Frank's, Publix, Main Street Beanery, the 6-8, Vitali's, Farmhouse, formerly Jay's again, City on the Hill, Zealand Bakery, and Community Restaurant. Now, all of these restaurants are doing some pumpkin-related food item. It might be a drink, It might be a
dessert.
It might be a soup. It might be a main pasta dish. It might be a cocktail, dare I say. And with that, you can go on in and say, I want to try my pumpkin fest dish. And they will provide you with whatever that is. Like Zealand Bakery has little pumpkin cookies. And then bring your passport in, which is located in your brochure, which is all over downtown Zealand. You can't miss it. They're in Holland. There are area businesses. On page 6, you'll find your pumpkin passport. Bring that on in. Purchase your pumpkin food item and get a stamp. And you'll notice there's 9 options to go to. You only need to get 5 of the 9 stamped. Once you get 5 stamped, you mail this entry on in. After you mail it in, we're going to do a drawing the week after Pumpkin Fest, and you could win a gift certificate to one of the participating restaurants.
Oh, what a great idea. Fun to be able to, you know, try some new pumpkin recipes and also to see some of the wonderful businesses and restaurants that are in Zealand.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of them sound really good. There's a pumpkin bisque that Farmhouse is doing, a pumpkin, I think, ravioli type dish with Publix, and Vitale's has 3 different options. So lots of good stuff.
So come and try that. Anything else new or that's relatively new to Pumpkin Fest?
Well, we have, I don't know how much time we have. We have so much good stuff going on. We have, the children's area is kind of revamped. We did have a children's games in the past, but this year we are combining about 2 blocks worth. So it's on Church Street between Main and Central. You'll find 2 blocks of fun kids activities on Thursday and Friday from 4 to 7 and Saturday from 10 to 3. And what that includes is, you know, bounce houses, face painting, caricature drawing, entertainment. On Friday night, we're going to have a puppet show there. Children's games will still be there. And everything that's going to be there, we are trying to do either free or very low cost. And a lot of this is in a tribute to our sponsors that have helped us out for this event big time, like Consumers Energy, Mayor Tolman Vinlett, Blue Cross Blue Shield, JQ in the pledge, and, of course, the Zealand East High School cheerleading team, which helps to put this whole thing together as well.
Something that's unique about Pumpkin Fest is the New View Photography Contest. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, that is where we have a number of photographers, professionals or amateurs, submit photos. And with that, you can go and vote for your favorite image in, you know, 10 different categories, I would say. And that's going to be taking place at Art Realty, which is right on Main Street. And then we just added to our website. If you look today, I haven't even been able to look. You can also vote online this year if you're not able to get downtown, and you can see those images there as well.
So there are 3 days of activities, mm-hmm. Carla, and it starts next week Thursday. Give us a little highlight of what people can expect if they come to downtown Zealand on October 3.
On October 3. Well, October 3, the big draw usually is a Dinner on Us program. So the Dinner on Us program starts at 5 o'clock, and basically that is supported by downtown merchants as well as a number of other local businesses in which they serve. We are going to serve 1,500 free meals that night. And I'm a little nervous about that because I did say free, but it is only 1,500. So the first 1,500 people that come down will receive a free meal sponsored by the downtown Zealand merchants. And
what's the meal this year?
The meal this year, the Farmhouse is coming on board, and they have chosen, it's kind of like a handheld pork chop type wing type of deal. So we'll be having that, chips, water provided by Hut Trucking, and Paddle Pops, which is always a favorite, and Frank's downtown restaurant, Frank's, and Zealand Board of Public Works has helped to support us to bring 1,500 free ice cream bars, basically.
And those are those homemade ones.
Yes, all homemade.
Okay, so this, where does this happen?
So that happens right downtown on Main Street between Elm and Church. Can't miss it. Look for the line.
Look for the line. And what time is dinner going to be served?
Dinner starts at 5 o'clock on that Thursday night.
But people do line up
prior. I think are going to probably start lining up around 4, but it does start at 5. We won't be starting before 5 o'clock, so you'll have to be patient. If the line is long, we'll try to get everybody that we can get in there. But also on Thursday, we have the Kids Pedal Power Tractor Pull, which starts at 4 o'clock. So if you have kids, come on down and do that. That's always a fun thing to do. There's a pumpkin bake-off that is happening at the Royal Atrium earlier in the day at 11 o'clock on Thursday. And then, of course, we have the children's area, as I had mentioned, between 4 and 7 on that Thursday night as well. And then there's always something for everyone. We have a pet costume contest happening that night. There's senior bingo happening. And the Zealand Community Band will be there from 6 to 7 as well.
Okay, so that's Thursday.
That's Thursday.
What about Friday?
On Friday, we, again, have a whole lineup of good stuff. If you have young children, the Howard Miller Library is going to be doing story time at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Then throughout the evening, again, between 4 and 7, we have the children's area. Critter Barn will be showing up. If you're a fan of Critter Barn, I say come on down. Just note that has moved to a different area. It's the corner of Church and Central. It's not where it's always been. It's in a different location. Huntington Bank is hosting pumpkin creations.
And there's a stage, isn't there?
There is a stage.
Where's the stage?
The stage is on the corner of Main and Church. Can't miss it. It's right there in the grassy area. And we are going to be having an entertainer, Kevin Camerad, which people are probably familiar with, but it's called Poetry, Puppetry, Music, and More. So, again, families, come on down. It's very interactive and a really free and fun event on that Friday night. And then you can go at 6:15 and do the Silver Treasure Hunt right out in front of on Silver Shores there. And a pie-eating contest at 6:30. I mean, how fun is that? Let's see people stuff their face with yummy pies from Doubletree.
Okay. What happens, Carla, if it rains?
That's a good question. So the rain plan is people will be heading to the community center, which is at the Howard Miller Library, and we will try to house as much as we can inside that community center.
So we're just hoping that the weather is next week. Juke, when you're on next week, we're hoping that you're going to say it's going to be sunny.
I certainly will try.
Yes. You certainly will try. Saturday starts off with the Pumpkin Fest Fun Run and Walk.
That is correct. And that run and walk is another thing that's going to be bigger and better than ever. Thanks to Macatawa Bank and Semco Energy, Parkhurst, and Back to Health Chiropractic, and as well as Zealand Family Dentistry, they've all come on board, and the Zealand Athletic Boosters Club helps to put that on. And they start at 7:45 a.m. If you have not registered, I encourage you to register before tomorrow so that you can make sure that you get a shirt. Again, at pumpkinfest-zealand.org, you can register.
And there's a lot of other different things on Saturday, but, you know, for us, for Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, the highlight is the parade because we sponsor it. And I know WHTC.
Yes, they will be doing a live broadcast of the parade as well. So you can take a listen to WHTC during that time. And I think Brent Allen's going to be down there for that.
Right. He is. So we appreciate the support of WHTC. The parade starts at 3 o'clock.
That is correct.
And again, Juke, you know, you mentioned bigger and better every year. Yep. When I asked Carla how many entries we have for the parade.
We had more than last year. We have, you know, the streets can only fit so many parade entries, but we have 88 right now, as far as we know, as far as I know. And last year, I think we had 85. So that's exciting.
So that's exciting. You know, a festival isn't complete unless there's food.
Of course. So not only can you enjoy the wonderful parade, again, that is supported by the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, but you can also check out the Zealand Rotary Chicken Barbecue Dinner, which starts at 2 o'clock. And that's always some good food there, and that's happening right on Church Street, right in between the children's area. So have the kids run around and play, and you guys can have some chicken barbecue.
And it goes for a good cause, because the money that they are earning or you know, getting goes to scholarships.
Yes.
So great.
That is correct.
Carla, we're out of time. For more information about Pumpkin Fest, again, what can people look for? They can look for a brochure or go to?
Yes, absolutely. Look for a brochure at pumpkinfest-zealand.org is the website, or like us on Facebook. That's the greatest and latest information.
Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.